was family. Chapter 29. Toad Killer Dog lay in the shade of an acacia tree, gnawing on a shin bone that had belonged to one of the Wicker Man's soldiers. Only a dozen of those had survived that grisly night when they had taken the monastery. Half of those had died since. When the breeze blew from the north, the stench of death was overpowering. Only two of the witch doctors had gotten through alive. Barely. Till they recovered, he and the Wicker Man were in little better shape than they had been in the beginning, back in the Barrowland. Toad Killer Dog kept one eye on the mantas gliding overhead and around the monastery, eternally probing for soft spots in the shell of magic shielding the place. Bolts ripped through any they found. Only 1 in 100 did any damage, but that was enough to guarantee eventual destruction. The Wicker Man's triumph over the wind whale had given a respite of 2 hours. Then another wind whale had appeared and had resumed the struggle. There were 4 of them out there now, at the points of the compass, and they were determined to avenge their fallen brother. Toad Killer Dog rose, bones creaking and aching, and zigzagged his way between dangerous spots to the low, thin wall that surrounded the remains of the monastery. He limped badly. His wicker leg had gone in the conflagration that had come when the limper's fire drake had turned back upon him. He consoled himself with the knowledge that the limper was worse off than he was. The limper had no body at all. But he was working on that. How the hell had they managed that turnaround? Toad Killer Dog rose on his hind legs, rested his paw and chin on top of the wall. The picture was worse as he had expected. The talking stones were so numerous they formed a circumvallation. Groves of the walking trees stood wherever the ground was moist, feasting. They had to endure eternal drought on the plain of fear. How long before they moved in and began demolishing the wall with their swift-growing roots? Squadrons of reverse centaurs galloped among the shadows of gliding mantas, practicing charges and massed javelin tosses. That weird horde would come someday, and there would be no turning them back while the limper had no body. They would have come already had they known how helpless were the besieged. That was the only smart thing the limper had done, getting himself out of sight and lying low, so those creatures out there didn't know where he stood. He was counting on the white rose to think he was trying to lure her into a trap by pretending to be powerless. The limper needed time. He would do anything, would sacrifice anyone to buy that time. Toad Killer Dog turned away and limped toward the half-demolished main structure of the monastic complex. A frightened sentry watched him pass. They knew they were doomed, that they had become rich beyond their hopes, but at the cost of selling their souls to death. They would not live to enjoy a copper's worth of their stolen fortunes. It was too late now, even to find hope in desertion. One man had tried. They had him out there. Sometimes they made him scream, just